This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Welcome to the August 26th edition of the Jason and John Show. From the Palatial Leaders Credit Union Studios. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're all hands on deck. I'm joined by my partner, John Martin. We've done this for a while now. You guys know him. He's both local and national. It's amazing. He's one of very few people to have accomplished that feat out of Memphis, Tennessee. As I look to my left across the glass, I see a man that also does it all, right? Program director extraordinaire, number one in the country, number one in your hearts. He also handles the ones and twos for us as producer around here. You also hear him on music stations all over town.
And the world.
And the, what'd you say?
The world. I don't know what's
we
going on.
We are the world. John's not singing in the song today.
Dude, yeah. I got like allergies or something.
Oh, no. I know.
Jake
No, I think I'm gonna blame Elon for this.
Not
until he built XAI did I have any problems like this. So.
This seems like that time of year as the seasons change. So do John's symptoms.
Here we go.
That's right.
A few days off.
They evolve.
A little laryngitis coming up, popping up on us. Well, it's nothing we haven't handled before.
That's right.
Congrats on getting a new quarterback.
Hey, got a backup.
Get to that. Congrats as well to Cal Raleigh. Does he deserve
get
one?
Get the record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a catcher getting to 50 home runs.
That's pretty good.
I refuse to call him by his nickname. I think it's just weird.
It's a strange name.
I'll let Brad do that. Oh, by the way, we'll have some more baseball news for you. Hold in is over for Hendrickson.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to Cincinnati. They've got their sack man for at least one more year.
They got it done, man. I guess they just decided, hey, we can't be that bad defensively. Like, we have to have something.
Would have been worse than the league, probably.
They may still be. So that's always been the dilemma. It's like, is he really going to help you that much? I mean, I guess the difference with and without is pretty drastic.
You'll get off the field a few times.
That's right. You can at least like get maybe a third down sack.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
You get in the teens.
Yeah. Well,
hello.
Lots to get to. Lots to get to on the show today.
Yeah, congrats on being a little bit closer to your Raiders football season,
yeah,
as well as your Tigers football season. Bop, bada bop, bada bop, bop, bop.
Man, that's facts. That's facts. I'm glad you bring that up. Because Frank Bonner's going to join us at 1:25 for the Daily Memphian. They tip off, kickoff on Saturday against Chattanooga. And then at 11:25, 11:30, in just a little bit, we are going to be joined by, there's some debate. There's some debate about this. But certainly in the conversation for the most esteemed academically guest we've ever had on the show. And there's some, you know, I don't want to say most, because, you know, there's levels to intelligence, right? You can be book smart, but then you can be street smart.
Yeah.
And which matters more? You know, I mean, I can make an argument over which one.
I would say you need both.
You really do need both. But what we can, you know, not debate is academic prestige.
Yes.
And we've had Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show multiple times, actually. kind of a weird thing. And then he got canceled, and I think he's back, but I don't know where that stands.
He loved your love for science.
That's right. That's right.
And you all formed a relationship
in
a bond.
We did, yeah. And we still talk planets to this day. But at 11:30, we're going to be joined by Dr. Ed Fang from the Power Rank. Now, when you hear that, you may think, oh, they're just going to be joined by another sports guy, another sports betting guy. Well, actually, he has a PhD in chemical engineering from Stanford University. And he also does sports betting.
Wow.
So I met him in Vegas when I was out there a couple weeks ago. And, you're kind of familiar with people, when you're doing the stuff all throughout the year. I've known the name. I've known the face. And I went up to him. I introduced myself, But
nicely done.
I said, hey, man, we got to get you on the show. We love talking this stuff. So he's going to join us at 11:30. He puts out these little bite-sized podcasts. He released one yesterday about Diego Pavia,
okay,
Vanderbilt quarterback, and why he's not necessarily buying what he's selling. He went on like some podcast and said, Vandy's going to run the state of Tennessee. And Dr. Ed Fang says, with his chemical engineering degree, nah, it ain't happening. It ain't happening, Captain. So anyway, he's going to join us.
Sounds pretty smart.
Yes. He'll join us at 11:30, and we'll talk to him about a lot. NFL.
We can get NFL in. Okay.
Ohio State, Texas. You heard of that one?
Yes.
Game of the year?
Off top.
Off the top. So we'll get into all of that with Dr. Ed Fang from the Power Rank. So looking forward to that. So that is the show today. But before we do any of that, let's do a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. All right, you're gonna have to stay with me on this one. But once it's over, I think we can get there. It wasn't that Memphis got a no from the Big 12. It's that they didn't get a yes. Is that cap or no cap?
We're going to need context here before.
Well, that's what Ed Scott said.
Thank you.
That's actually a direct quote from Ed Scott yesterday. He was talking to Parthipadia, maybe a group of reporters, I don't know. Was it a pro-am or something?
AutoZone. Simmons Bank Liberty Bowl golf tournament.
There you go. And you didn't get the invite this year, I guess?
Or just the Liberty Bowl golf tournament.
This is just for the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah.
Just for the...
I think that's why they were out there.
But he said that it wasn't that Memphis got a no so much as it was they didn't get a yes. So how do we... Are we buying it? We buy that? Is that just a sell job? Because it didn't go to a vote. That's the thing, right? We know it did not go to a vote.
Yeah.
So they did not technically get a no, but they did not get a yes, which I guess is what he's saying.
I mean, there's nowhere really for him to go. Look, he's already said publicly it was embarrassing to have happen. And so I think this was, in this case, maybe the DM, and look, Ed's got a responsibility. He's got outlets everywhere.
Right.
I think this might have been one of their first opportunities to talk to him. My point is going to be, so they're asking about Big 12, things he's already, responded to with other media outlets. And what are you going to say? I mean, you're back in that same corner. You don't want to say embarrassing again. Maybe you don't like the way that came out. And so you try to spin it a little bit. I'm just talking, this is how, these things go. And so, no, look, you didn't get the vote. It was embarrassing. Fact was, though, we've given you a ton of credit for what he and Bill Hardgrave, the president over at Memphis, the historic offer that it was to the Big 12. You had a national story about Dellinger, but you also say you didn't even get it to a vote. I mean, he's admitted to that being embarrassing. So listen, the more he talks about this, the less we're going to want to hear, because now we've heard the answer from Memphis now a couple of times. I imagine he's going to hit it a couple of more times, maybe with some television stations, if he hasn't already. I think he's hit just about everybody now, maybe besides us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's not an easy job to have.
You're going
to
get asked about it. You've said it. No. It didn't get where you wanted it to get,
right,
which was thought of much more seriously. And I think, again, the most damning thing was the quote that they had from the Big 12 president that said, what have they done? They haven't moved the needle whatsoever.
Right.
What's changed, was the quote.
And again, in fairness to Ed and to Memphis, a lot has changed.
Ton has changed. And let's be real, too. He hadn't been on this for 5, 6, 7 years. So what he was able to put together, again, with Hardgrave, Both of them doing a lot of boots on the ground work. Incredible offer. Still, slap in the face from the Big 12. Would have been nice to, as you said when we came in, if you know you're not getting a vote, do you extend the offer whatsoever? Right? Then you wait. Go check ACC. I mean, you check your options rather than having that out there. Because, again, optically it didn't look good. Yep. Memphis has admitted to that, Ed has, in saying it was embarrassing. I think that was to the CA. But, again, it looks like the first crack to be for the DM to ask him about it. You say something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
And that was that quote. I mean, let me hear it again. You didn't get a yes, but you didn't get
It's not so much as we didn't get it's not so much that we didn't get it, that we got a no. It's that we didn't get a yes.
You didn't get a vote. Yeah, so anyway.
You didn't have the votes.
I don't want to wallow in this.
No, I mean,
and I already lifted.
It's just semantics anyway, right? I mean,
I swear I lifted the Big 12 boycott. I couldn't even stick to it because I watched the dang Dublin game.
They got you.
I watched the Airline. They sucked me in. I was supposed to be boycotting that game.
I mean, in fairness,
I wanted my college football.
It is a no when you don't get the vote, though. It is a no.
It wasn't just a no; it was a slap in the face.
Right.
They said you guys haven't moved. That's their perception of you. Now it's false.
Exactly.
It's wrong. We discussed that all day. But no, that's not a good look.
No, so
it won't be.
Again, I'm not gonna hold him. I'm not gonna hold him to the fire or anything like that. I mean, his job is to, act in the best interest of the University of Memphis. It's not to be like, this arbiter of like what actually. I mean, he has a job to do. Like everybody has a job to do. and I do think he's a fantastic advocate. For the University of Memphis, and it's not an easy thing to be. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, you're stuck in this league. You don't want to be in. You have no obvious way out. You've been doing everything you can do athletically, academically, and you don't get that ladder thrown down to you. So it's not easy, man. It's not an easy place to be. And so I'm not bringing that up to criticize at all. Honestly, the only thing I would say, and I said it a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, is that I think maybe he underestimated a little bit how hard it was going to be.
Mm.
To get across that line, that picket line, right, so to speak.
Again, they were working, man. And again, God bless Fred Smith, who was writing letters to the Big 12.
Absolutely.
Day before he passed, apparently. So, they had all hands on deck trying to do it. You can't do anything but salute the effort. I hate that he's
100%.
Continuing to have to answer this, but that's why you come out and you hit this the first time with everybody.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go back down the line and trying to invent new things to say about the same thing.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's the way that's the way you handle
that. Yeah, because I guess
come out and talk to do a big one.
Exactly.
Get the DM, get the CA. You don't do it instead of one at a time. And that's the way you hit it, and you're not asked about it over and over or days later after you've already publicly spoken on it.
Yes.
You get that one message out. You understand?
Yes.
Uniformity.
100%. And what I would also say is it is embarrassing because you are, but it's actually really not embarrassing because I think everybody that looks at Memphis objectively can acknowledge, my God. I mean, you and I cover this program every single day. We would have never thought there was a universe where Memphis could come to the table with that type of offer.
It was unbelievable. Between $200, $250 million, whichever one,
right.
what it was,
right.
That we had never seen it. And Dellinger's called it historic.
Yes.
And it made national news.
100%.
Although you had hoped,
yes,
again, something like that would have at least moved the needle to a vote.
Exactly.
That's the part optically that was poor because you had done so much work.
That's exactly
to
right.
Pull it together. The report was 14 months for Hargrave in terms of meeting with these folks. And so, to have done that much work and to get it slapped down
it's disheartening.
Is the part where Ed said it.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. He used the word.
Yeah.
We need to hit this and move on.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, when you have to do it with each media outlet, or you decide to do it that way.
Right. You get kind of piecemeal.
Exactly. And you're reinventing new ways to say the same thing.
You never go broke working hard, though. And
no,
so.
There obviously are.
I think that will continue.
It will always be the charge of the Memphis athletic director, though. It's been the charge of all of them. Like, this is never, this can't just fall on Ed, right? Him, Hargrave's obviously involved, but this is not something where you can just grade Ed Scott on whether he's not, whether Memphis is in a new conference or not. This has always been the charge of that athletic director, and we know it's not up to him. It's
exactly.
Up to the presidents and the TV execs. It goes up that high. It's out of your control. Now, what you've got to do, though, is take care of home. You have the most investment in the Group of Five. And now what's got to pour out of that is titles.
Yep.
That's the part that's missing, at least on the football side.
Yep.
That's where you can improve as we said, the home in your neighborhood that you don't like. Right now, John, you're stuck in. You're going to stay living in this home for a while.
Exactly.
Well, get it, make it the best home on the block.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, by the time this thing reopens, the market changes, maybe something happens.
I mean, I had Chris McCulley over my house this morning. I'm trying to make my house, you know, trying to improve my house.
You ain't going anywhere. You like your rate too much. And yeah, right now, check it out. That's why folks got, you know, homes out there on the market ain't selling.
Date the house, marry the rate. Isn't that what they say? Or is it marry the house, date the rate?
I have no idea. You can school me later.
I'll have to ask Jennifer Carson what the actual adage is. But anyway, yes, whatever. Whatever Ed said, yes, I agree. They didn't get a no. They didn't get a yes, whatever. They're stuck.
However you want to dress it.
All right. I and Brad, because Brad is a proud YouTube TV customer, will not have the game of the year this weekend between Texas and Ohio State, thanks to the latest carrier dispute. Is that cap or no cap?
The sides have until 4 p.m. our time tomorrow to reach a deal. YouTube, Fox, you guys should know this already. I'm not a YouTube guy, but as you said, two of us are. Locked in that carriage dispute could leave subscribers without Fox Sports, FS1, Fox News. That would mean access to Texas, Ohio State on Saturday. This is big because, as John has said, you may as well bill it the game of the year. It could very well end up being the regular season game of the year. I don't think you got anything on paper that matches this, and especially to start the year, first time Texas has been preseason number one. You're playing the defending champs. What are we talking about here?
Yep.
And for many a YouTube customer, you might not have it. Be watching this thing tomorrow. You've got till 4 p.m. You're monitoring this all day today because it could go down at any point. Realize that pressure's building, especially as you get closer to the deadline with what you've got coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, so
too big a game.
So I've already got the email from YouTube TV about
figured
this.
Y'all had.
And I'm expecting them to get it done, but even if in the event that they don't, they're going to give you a $10 credit.
I saw the $10. Does that suffice?
Well, what you would then do is you would then go download the Fox One app.
Okay.
And that would give you the Fox streaming. And so you would watch it. And I don't know exactly. I think you get a 7-day free trial. And the idea is that it would probably be handled by them because people would just revolt, right? They would revolt if they don't have the game of the freaking year, Texas Ohio State. Now, I think every year we have one of these. Like DirecTV, wasn't DirecTV in a dispute with somebody? They always get worked out.
Right. I've been involved back in the day before I cut it all off.
But then what ends up happening is your bill just goes up. These things get rectified, but then your bill goes up $4.99 a month.
Oh, yes.
So it's like, how many times are we going to do this?
That's when I said this. That's it.
And you're out.
I'm done.
Now, Brad has revealed that he has a device incoming from Shanghai. Yep.
Tariffs have got him right now. He paid a little bit more, premium.
Have those landed?
But he's happy.
So you'll watch it on that. You'll set it up and you'll watch on that.
I'm ready to go.
He's happy that he can send it back if it doesn't work for him.
Brad, you don't need to be shy about this. Jason has led the charge on this for 7 years.
Well, I did. I was doing it before they were on Amazon.
Lean into it. Lean into it.
When Amazon made the Superbox and mainstream this thing, I jumped on board.
I thought you guys would buy that when I told you Walmart was doing it. But Walmart, we know, is not your low. If I had said Target was doing it, you would have done it. If I had said, yes, now where we are now, Amazon, you would have gone in earlier. Walmart was not a high enough level for you guys.
Well, I wanted it to be online because I'm trying to do it low profile,
understood.
Number one. Number two, I want to be able to return it easily and put that joker in the box at Whole Foods.
You won't need to.
Now, again, it does operate on your internet, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, you'll have some. Come on, man. What you think? Operating on a beam from China?
Beam? Xi Jinping has infiltrated your home for quite some time.
You've continued to say that. You're showing him everything in your home on TikTok every day anyway. So what are you talking about? As much as you're on TikTok now?
I'm no better.
Trying to break through and go viral all the damn time?
Yeah.
He's already seen the inside of your bathroom, everything you're remodeling, everything that McCulley looked at this morning. They've already got all the parameters of your
home. Yeah, no, you're right.
The hell are you talking
about?
And
I'm still paying for YouTube TV.
Those Superboxes are old. I don't even think the one had a camera on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't even play that game with me. Brad, again, congrats on your purpose. Do not let John try to shame you because you're official now. You can send it back on Amazon.
Ready to go.
Many are coming along, especially as these TV wars continue.
I think for you, since it's so old, it'd be like Chairman Mao. It would be like the older regime.
Yeah.
from the
got a bug in it. They probably have heard me and Faith arguing.
One question on the Super Box for you, Jason. Do I get all of the Sunday Ticket games without subscribing to the Sunday Ticket?
Ask me simple questions like that. I've been trying to school you. Yes, you get them all. Give yourself a round of applause and a pat on the back.
Super Box.
I told you you would save hundreds, and in the end, thousands.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Look at his face. He's like a young man on
it's
Christmas.
Like, it's like a raise.
Very much is.
Yes. It's but big raise. But
eventually.
But you don't buy a Sunday Ticket anyway, though, right?
Like,
you
I've never bought a Sunday Ticket, right. But that's why I wanted Super Box.
Eventually, you will be asking yourself, why am I connected to any service whatsoever? I can just put these in each room where I've got it.
That's probably where this is headed.
Probably, but test it out.
We're going to start.
Talk to us later.
Start a baby steps. I did this with YouTube, too, so it's a baby step. The money is important, though, because it's getting damn expensive out here in the streets.
The money is so important, and it has never been more important, and many people are saying it is the most important.
Yeah.
Hunker down.
Many people. There's no question about that. and so, anyway, I'm going to have it, dude. I'm not really...
Thanks. You bought all this disposable. We get it. You've reached a level where you don't care.
I mean, I can't.
I understand. The money's just flowing out. He can afford it.
I'm going to have it. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have what?
I'm going to have the game.
Oh, yes. You will have. Oh, I see. We're back on to. You will have it some way or another.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine this is going to get worked out before tomorrow.
The
pressure of having this game available to
if it
the
was a
multitude
lesser
of your
game,
viewers,
it might not. But because it's like literally 1 vs. 3.
100%.
Like you have
so this will get done.
It's the game of the year.
Yeah.
It's quite literally the game of the year.
Keep an eye on it, YouTube subscribers. Yeah. YouTube, I guess you guys already
They'll figure
it.
This out. I think
John
John's
already
on
had
it.
The emails. But believe me, you'll be going up.
Mm-hmm. Just a real quick, we'll ask Ed about this, Dr. Fang. But the last 20 years, a quarterback making his start against the number one team has never won. How about that?
Give me that again. I need to take it.
Last 20 years, quarterback making his first start when it comes against the number one team in the country has never won a game.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what Julian Tain is doing for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, it is there. It is in the shoe.
I was going to say, how many of those are at home?
Seems like probably not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so why tougher. Ohio State is favored. But I did take a position on Texas, +2.5.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Statement.
You know, just because I can't help myself.
Well, I mean, you picked Arch for everything. You picked Texas to win the whole thing. Why not go all in?
If I have a third child, Arch, male or female.
Well, we know that third's coming.
Arch would be the name, at least a middle name. You know what I mean? Arch Martin's actually a fun name. Think about it. I mean, there's no history with my family with that name like there is with his. But, you know, I don't know, man. We'll figure it out.
You're going to be like that old man leaning up against the Cracker Barrel, old Uncle Herschel.
That's right. We got to bring him back.
With a bunch of, yeah.
We got to bring him back, man. Anyway, I'll have it. Don't worry about John. I'm the last person you got to worry about having the damn football game, man. All right?
Okay. Now, continue to monitor.
Am I going to have a voice? That's up for debate.
YouTube TV used to be a good deal. I got in with you on the ground floor.
Yeah, when we started talking about it in like 2019, it was like $49.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's double that. So, man,
all these providers, man.
I mean, it's like
rest assured.
You know, it's just like Uber, right?
Yeah.
People don't remember this, but Uber used to be like $7.
Yeah.
Like I could get like an Uber from my house to here for like $7, and then one day, they said, "Okay, the trial era is done. Yeah. Now it's $15." Because they get you. They want to introduce you to the product. They want to make it accessible. You get used to it. Like, damn, this is so nice.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, it's double now, and you're used to it. So anyway, I don't think anybody listening needs us to explain consumerism and a capitalist and a free market economy to them. All right, maybe they do, but I think by now people should be very well aware of how things roll in this country.
Facts,
you know. So anyway, I'm gonna have the game. Everybody, calm down. Last one. Now you thought this was gonna be about me and my quarterback room. We'll get to that later.
Oh,
I want to talk about. I want to talk. Oh, you can still laugh at this one. I want to talk about a once proud organization, a once proud franchise. When I associate it with something, it's like doing more with less, just always, right? You look up, it's just always doing more with less. The St. Louis Cardinals organization is dead. And I'm asking a Cubs fan. But is that cap or no cap?
I need to recuse myself.
Oh, you think you're too biased?
I'm just saying it's going to be coming from a Cubs fan. You guys are going to say it's jaded, whatever else. We do have some facts and some context
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up. So last night the Cardinals announced a ticket sold crowd of 17,675.
Jesus!
It's the smallest in Busch Stadium 3 history. I guess that's like renovations, Brad. Is that what they mean? Since they've had three waves of renovations?
This is the new Busch 3. Okay. It's 20 years old, but it's the latest incarnation of Busch Stadium.
And it's the first time that they've ever sold fewer than 20,000.
Yep.
Now, I know they're sliding. I know they're falling behind, right? They're kind of out of it at this point.
Big win last night.
But ticket prices are only $14.
Man.
And when you look at the replies in this tweet, it's from Derek Gould. You know Derek Gould,
very
right?
Well.
When you look at the replies in this tweet, it is eerily.
It's Memphis, folks. You want to go up the river? We got the same story for you.
It's the same story.
It's the same damn story, folks.
I got people. I don't want to go.
Glad you went there.
I don't want to go downtown.
I'm happy you said this. I thought
tickets
it. You
are
said
expensive.
It. Yep.
It's literally like the same problems that we're kind of encountering in Memphis.
Yep.
You know,
except the owner comments have been a little more dismal.
Baseball stopped being fun. Expensive beer and lame rules. I mean, you could replace baseball with basketball there. Nobody plays. You know, like you could just literally replace all of these things.
Weather is another one they give for theirs. But, yes, go on.
The team stinks this year. Nobody from outside the area feels safe in St. Louis.
Yep, that's a big one.
So I'm just starting to think people just be saying this stuff, bro. Like they just – like is St. Louis bad? Is it downtown St. Louis bad? I mean, I honestly don't know.
The downtown situation in St. Louis is eerily, let's go with Gary's word, perception-wise, the same.
Got it. Well, I noticed it, and, you know, it ain't just the Grizzlies that are dealing with this is the point. You got company.
One difference that I thought of on this story, and I'm glad you brought up the comparisons to Memphis. Here's the big difference, though. Like Atlanta, they'll move that son of a gun out to Clayton before they move the team.
Oh, they'll move it to the suburbs.
Yes. That's the one
that's
big
what, that's what
difference.
The Braves did.
The Braves went twice. They're like, the first incarnation wasn't far enough out.
Right.
Let's build it in Marietta.
Right,
like,
right.
That's
right.
The difference. And because I thought about this a lot this morning. Because
the Grizzlies would never
time.
Put the team
nope.
in
They
Germantown.
Might threaten it, but they're not doing it.
Well, they're not going to put the
no,
team in
they're not going to build, well, or in Eads. Like, they're
right,
not going no. to build a $2 billion stadium in Eads.
No,
now, in the DeWitt situation, I think they probably could figure a way out to do that.
Yeah. But it's interesting. They're struggling, and it ain't just the Grizzlies that are having these existential attendance issues with downtown. I mean, you're seeing it in Midwestern cities, too. It ain't just
same
Memphis.
Same story.
So, and it's like, yeah, it really is. It's like you could just replace the names, and it's like the same thing. Anyway, I don't think it's dead, but it does feel like it's at a little bit
smart
of a
smart on your part
crossroads.
To pick that up as a non-St. Louisan, too. I was... very interesting.
Yeah. All right. We're going to come back. Ed Fang is going to join us from the Power Rank. We're going to talk to him about some college football game of the year. He's got Memphis rated. Maybe you'll be interested. Maybe you won't in where he's got him rated. We'll get into all that with Ed when we come back. Jason and John, I'd turn to FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, only in Vegas. Only in Vegas can a University of Memphis journalism graduate and a Stanford alum with a PhD in chemical engineering connect over sports betting. But it happened. And we're pleased to welcome Dr. Ed Fang from the Power Rank to the show. Read and listen to his fantastic work at thepowerrank.com. He joins us now. Ed, how's it going, man? Thanks for the time.
It's going great. Thank you so much for having me on, John.
So we were kind of going back and forth, and I'm curious to hear, you know, how you would weigh in on this. We think it's very close between you and Neil deGrasse Tyson in terms of most academically accomplished guests right. We've had on the show. So do you care to weigh in on whether you should be above, behind, what sort of the power rank there with you and Dr. Tyson?
I only pray that someday, maybe as many people would listen to me as Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yes. So I think I'm a long way behind him.
All right. Well, it's not so bad to be second. So we're happy to have you on the show. A lot to get to, college football and NFL. But I mean, let's just kick it off. Game of the year. I don't know if YouTube TV viewers are going to have it, but it's going to happen regardless. And when we're sort of seeing this number get hit back and forth, I saw Ohio State down to as low as -1.5. It's back up to 2.5 today. I did see, Ed, that no first-time starter at quarterback has ever beaten the number one team in the country, you know, in his first game. I'm just curious sort of how you handicap this. Ohio State is the favorite. What do you see in this one?
I see a lot of uncertainty with these two teams. We're making guesses on how Arch Manning is going to do based on, you know, maybe 100 pass attempts last year against pretty poor competition. We're figuring out what's going on with Julian Saye and the quarterback at Ohio State, who actually was in quite a battle to win the job in camp. So, you know, John, I can sit here and tell you numbers. You know, my best numbers, which are available to paying members of my site, have Ohio State by 4.3 points. So I would definitely lean – I think I would bet this Ohio State -2.5. I would probably stay away or maybe lean at 3 and not be there -3.5. But there is a lot of uncertainty, right? I mean, you know, Texas has done a really good job, like, replacing NFL-caliber stars. Can they continue to do that like the Georgias and the Alabamas of the world have done? I don't know. You know, they lost three starters on the offensive line to the NFL draft, right? That's hard for any program to kind of fill in. And then, you know, just obviously a lot of questions on the Ohio State side, too. So if you have to bet it, I would definitely take Ohio State spread at this point.
It's certainly a level down, but not around here. Folks are excited about Memphis football, obviously. It's 21 regular season wins the last two years. But for Ryan Silverfield, and especially with the level of investment, Ed, where they are in the group of five, you're trying to be Boise State, you're trying to be Tulane. You know, it's about winning conference titles. And so even with this reset, you lose Seth Hennigan, there are high expectations here. You've got Memphis 55th in your rankings, only one team above them in Tulane, I believe nine spots higher. Just how do you begin to measure, I think is the way I'd frame the question to you, a team that's got so much, right, in terms of the way a transfer portal, so much is new. You talked about uncertainty with Ohio State and Texas, ton of it here. How do you have how do you begin to measure a Memphis team and tell us, you know, you've got them stacked up, this would, you know, equal out to making the conference championship game, hopefully?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really hard in this transfer portal era. You have to figure out, you know, Memphis has completely rebuilt their defense with transfers. How are kids from, you know, lesser conferences going to come in and play at this level? And, you know, if you would expect someone like me to kind of take a data-driven approach in terms of individual players and production from previous seasons, I think that's really hard. And I actually don't even do that. I take a different approach. I actually take market win totals, so the collective wisdom of all the sharp sports bettors out there, and then I back out how good the team is 1 through 136 this year and also rating, and that's how I make my point spread predictions. That's the primary ingredient that went into my Ohio State by four prediction. And, yeah, unfortunately, not the best story for Memphis. I actually have them a little bit lower. I have them at 70th when I crank out that market model. I think the bettors are saying, well, they got some questions about what's going on the defensive side of the ball. New quarterback, you know, he's played before, but what's going to happen there? So, but the way I do my college football ratings, right, you know, if Memphis goes out and just starts hammering teams and plays well, they'll move up really quick and surely, yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, they're only like 2.5 points behind Tulane in the model, so it's not that far. Very close to Navy as well, so should be very competitive. Certainly a team that can win a conference championship and get into that playoff.
That kind of takes me to, you know, you put out these podcasts that are like, you know, 12 minutes. I love them because they're extremely consumable. You know, they're not these chores. You know, sometimes I get these podcasts that are like an hour and a half long. Like, I can't do this, man. I got kids. All right. But it takes me to, you had a podcast about Texas Tech, and, you know, we're in this world now where, you know, it's all about, you know, who spends money. And, you know, I don't know if there is a bias towards like the high cost rosters, but, you know, Memphis is one of those teams that spends more than anybody in its league. And Texas Tech, we keep talking that, and that's what your podcast is about, this oil money. That you spend $25 million or more on your roster. And it just sounded like listening to you that, you know, you're kind of iffy on them relative to that. So when does that factor into your, you know, when you're sitting, I know, and it's data and it's all, and it's win totals and all those things that you just explained, but like, should there be more weight on the high cost rosters? Like, just how do you sort of work through that in what you do?
Right. I mean, I told you about how I do my numbers. I take that very seriously, but I am willing to say that, hey, the market is wrong on some teams. And I think the market is a little bit too high on Texas Tech. I'm not in love with the quarterback, Baron Morton. His numbers are okay. They did bring in some pieces on offense, but I'm just not convinced that even the top receiver in the portal who played in the MAC can all of a sudden jump into the Big 12 and make a contribution. Maybe he can, and we'll see that as well. You know, player by player, you go through the defense, and there's a pass rusher from Stanford that I really like that has produced and could have produced even more had he not been, you know, on a limited snap count early in the year. So it's that kind of like careful analysis to make kind of slight adjustments to my numbers. And that's what I go about doing.
We of course talking to Dr. Ed Fang from the Power Rank. Visit him, visit his website. Great work. ThePowerRank.com. As the kids would say, Ed, you kind of clocked Diego Pavia in your most recent, because he was just trying to, you know, he was just trying to have a good time with the boys on the bus. You know, Vanderbilt's going to run Tennessee, and you basically said, it ain't happening. What is the Diego Pavia problem, as you so put it?
Right. I actually kind of love the kid, right? This is a guy who's probably 5 feet, 10 inches tall, trying to play quarterback at the elite college and possibly NFL level. And guys that short just aren't supposed to do it. He used to be an elite wrestler. So I'm actually really rooting for the guy. Unfortunately, you know, he's a guy that got really lucky with interceptions last year. And, John, this is kind of interesting because, you know, a decade ago, if you would have asked me to predict interceptions, I would have told you, it's not possible. You know, you look at interception rate from previous years, how does that predict the future? And it doesn't. And with Pavia, the analysis is in some sense simple because he only threw picks on 1% of his passes last year, and that's just not even sustainable for Tom Brady. You're going to get closer to, you know, the college football average is 2.6%. He got pretty lucky there. But you can actually do a little bit more sophisticated analysis. The college football play-by-play also tracks times in which the defense gets a hand on a pass. And I put interceptions and passes defended in one bucket. I call them bad balls. And it's essentially all the times the quarterback threw the football into a dangerous situation. And Pavi was pretty bad last year. He was above the college football average. You know, maybe it's just getting up to the speed of play in the SEC where things are tough. But there was a significant amount of luck in his turnover prevention last year. This is the same model that I've used with a lot of success in the NFL. I fully expect it to be the same. And, you know, I mean, I just think it's a situation where, you know, he wants to win a national championship. And we might get into that SEC play and he throws a couple picks and, you know, they might be 2-4, right? I think it's going to be a tough season.
NFL, Ed, I'm curious. You know, you talked about Pavia. What do you think about Cam Ward? Obviously a different level he goes, number one. Titans fans want to know if they finally got their guy. Sure. What do you think with Cam Ward? Do they?
I'm cautiously optimistic, and I kind of have, like, a weird take on this. In the sense that you have to look at his trajectory. He wasn't highly recruited out of high school, and my guess is that it's because he played basketball as well. He's the all-time leading scorer in his high school ever, right? He was an all-district type player. And I think that puts a young athlete back in terms of his primary sport, in terms of football, but it can also propel an athlete to the top of the sport. So Joe Burrow had a similar situation. I mean, he was an all-state point guard in Ohio, and I don't think that helped him at Ohio State. He was never able to win the job, had to transfer to LSU. But once he started, once he took off at LSU, it hasn't really stopped, right?
Yep.
So could it be the same for Cam Ward? You know, the idea is, like, you know, kids are supposed to play multiple sports, right? You learn a lot from other sports that eventually you're able to apply to your primary sport. Patrick Mahomes has talked about this. Tom Brady was actually drafted as a catcher in the Montreal Expos organization. Basically, every significant quarterback in the NFL played a lot of sports in high school, except for Caleb Williams. So we'll see how he does. But that's the sense in which I'm kind of interested in to see what Cam Ward does. You know, if he has, like, you know, Joe Burrow was pretty good. Until he got hurt in his first year. So can Cam Ward do that? Sure. You know, you look at his metrics at Miami, they were unbelievable. You look at, you know, this bad ball rate I talked about with Pavia. Ward's was unbelievable last year. So all the metrics are there. That doesn't mean he can do it at the NFL level, but I'm interested to see if he can.
Contender last year, Ed, that you think, you know, most likely to take a significant step back. I've seen a bunch of folks sort of speculating. Where would you toss the dart there?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how contrarian this is, but I actually don't like the Buffalo Bills roster. Obviously, you have
that's pretty contrarian. I mean, everybody has them in the Super Bowl.
I like this.
Going over their win total.
I like where we're going.
I think
here.
It's pretty contrarian, honestly.
All right, no, I like that. So obviously, Josh Allen's great, right? You know, this is a guy that broke analytics. We all thought he was going to suck, and he didn't. And again, another three-sport star in high school that had a very late trajectory, late bloomer. Anyways, I love Josh Allen, but I don't like this receiving core. You know, Khalil Shakir is fine. Can Keon Coleman make a jump in his second year? Maybe. You know, they've had incredible amount of health on the offensive line over the past 2 years, and they do run the ball pretty well. I actually think this defense is really devoid of the talent that this team had 2 years ago. When you look at the players they have in the secondary, you know, they lost both of their safeties before last year. They were able to kind of scratch and claw through forcing a lot of turnovers last year, which was unsustainable. So I'm not high on the Buffalo Bills. I just don't think this roster is great after Josh Allen. And obviously if he gets hurt, that would not be good as well. You know, when I was out, I like Buffalo under 11.5 wins. I forget what price I got. I bet that when I was out in Vegas meeting up with John. I believe South Point had the Bills at 12. They had even money-ish Bills under 12. I couldn't get down to bet it there. But all right, so that's my contrarian take.
That's how they get you. You know, South Point always will give you a little bit of a leash, but you got to drive down there. You know, that's
Yeah, you got to drive down there.
I remember, because it was the Super Bowl. I was flying in for the Super Bowl. This is back when Caesars used to take really good care of me. They don't anymore. They had Chiefs plus two minus 105, and market was like, you know, one or one and a half. I'm like, well, I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna get minus 105 plus two. But I had to go down there. I mean, it's a haul. It's a haul down there in Vegas, Ed.
Well, and South Point's even further.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But you know what? It ended up, I kind of had that peace of mind because there was like a chance it could have come down to a 2-point conversion push or something, and it didn't. But, you know, that peace of mind is certainly worth it. A couple more things before we let you go. Again, we're talking with Dr. Ed Feng from the Power Rank. Appreciate your time. I don't know if we expect Micah Parsons back. You know, it seems like this is at an impasse, although they do tend to get worked out in Dallas. If he is not on the field for Dallas Cowboys, you know, week one or however long it lasts, you know, how much does that, you know, how detrimental is that to Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, it's massive, right? I mean, this is a guy that gets all the attention in the world in terms of double teams and attention from the offensive line. And, you know, I look at pressure rate for these guys. So you can go look on PFF, and this not only accounts for sacks, but also pressures and hurries. And the average for an edge rusher in the NFL is about 14%. Like, he's usually pushing 20%, which is just incredible, especially given the amount of attention that he demands. So, you know, if I were Jerry Jones and I was able to think clearly one day, I would probably get this guy signed.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned maybe taking a step back, and I love your Bills pick. How about a step back forward and the chances the Niners do that? I realize they've got a ton of injury issues to start, and especially at receiver, but they go out and get Brian Robinson, you get him to back up CMC. You know, you've got Purdy all signed up. What do you think of the Niners' chances they bounce back to the top of the West?
Yeah, I mean, I think they certainly do. I mean, their win total is 10.5, right? So everyone in the world kind of expects that they bounce back. I do as well. Their record was obviously not great last year, but when I look at some of the advanced metrics, you know, they were clearly a top 10 team and kind of had some bad luck with, you know, meltdowns in the second half, so on and so forth. I think there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. I think you have a very solid quarterback in Brock Purdy. You got weapons around him. Obviously, health is going to matter. But I like a lot of the players that they have on the defensive side of the ball. They've got a young cornerback that is going in the second year, was really good as a rookie as well. So yeah, I'm really high on the Niners.
Ed, great stuff.
And I don't think it's a bounce back. I think the market expects them to be good, and I think the market's right.
Ed, great stuff, man. We really appreciate
you
coming down and giving us the breakdown. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. Let me know if I can ever come back on again.
Absolutely.
Pleasure.
He is Dr. Ed Feng from the Power Rank. There you have it. Yeah, it's kind of crazy just how, you know, the sports betting space kind of connects very random people. We would probably have not much in common if not for that, but...
Well, I'm just proud of us that we didn't ask him about two teams that might end up being very irrelevant in Bears and Raiders. We didn't just slobber all over him with our team.
No, I think
we got through the first segment without doing that.
Yeah.
And it sounded like he'd be, you know, it worked because he's open to coming back. And so
we
can maybe trap him into asking about our teams down
Absolutely.
The road.
No, I think I think your team will be relevant. I'm not so sure about mine, but who knows? That's why they play the games.
Just let old Kenny Pickett get out there and show you a little something.
He was not brought in to play.
Okay.
If Geno goes down, I'm going down with him. I'm out.
I know. The excitement will be gone.
Man, me and Kenny Pickett have the same size hands, bro. I'm not trying to watch that mess.
I love what you said. We're just here to compete.
Yeah, we didn't in pre.
Compete, Carroll.
We didn't in pre. So let's hope that, you know, that would mean nothing come regular season. Anyway, thanks to Dr. Ed Feng for joining us on the show. Again, he does have great stuff at thepowerrank.com. Those podcasts are really fun.
I like to say bite-size.
Yeah, they're bite-size podcasts and a little fun size, you know, and you just 13 minutes, you're gonna be smarter. I'm telling you, you're gonna be smarter.
Like that.
I think you guys can you know.
I'm signing up for the newsletter.
I like it. Podcasts. Now I am told that Adam Chernoff is gonna be having some stuff for you coming soon.
I was wondering about that because I don't want to lose my guy.
Yeah, he's going to have
you. You said he stepped away from the media space. I wondered if we were still going to get our newsletter.
Yeah, so Right Angle Sports let him go. And then he took a job behind the sort of counter with a Canadian sports book.
Okay, he's like, yeah. He's still helping them make the money now.
He's still in the space, but you know, consulting, advising, whatever the case
he's
may be.
He's helping them. He jumped on the other side.
That's right.
What it feels like to
me. Well, that's where he kind of started.
Okay.
I don't know how much we talked about his story, but his sports betting journey started in Costa Rica. He moved to Costa Rica to help behind the counter, Chris is what they call it. You know, and
that's right.
He was a bookmaker there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wild.
And he goes from Costa Rica to now, I believe he lives in Saskatoon. A little different. You know.
It's quite the life.
But he is going to have, I think, some season-long thoughts
for you. You know I love his Bears.
I feel guilty asking him to come on the show because he's not doing media anymore. You know, he's totally out.
Right. Why are you going to do just us a favor?
Right, exactly.
You'd have to really like us.
We don't even have an NFL team here.
Y'all still talk, though? Not as much.
We haven't really talked since, I mean, not that it's like a boycott kind of thing, but.
No, understood. He's out of it.
He's not
here to help you anymore.
I wouldn't put it that way. But yeah, he's doing his own thing. So.
No, it'd be great to get his newsletter again. I was going to miss it. I was worried, concerned.
But one thing you don't have to worry about. Is whether or not I'm going to find an NFL betting guy.
Well, that's why I was happy to get Dr. Fang's newsletter.
I'm going
to
find him.
And to get signed up for it this morning.
So now you got multiple newsletters going.
ThePowerRank.com.
You got the Right Angle newsletter?
Yes.
So you heard about the first losing preseason ever?
I did.
Yeah.
I like that they
addressed it. Did you read it?
No, I just saw the headline. I didn't want to know.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Exactly.
You just did it. You lost.
Well, and they don't have my guy anymore.
That's right. They do not have
Adam Chernoff, you've just said.
He's
and so that's why I didn't click on it. But I saw, man, they're laying into this. Good for them.
Yeah, no, I mean,
as you said, you got to address it.
It's the first time, and I don't even know how
they getting ragged about it or something?
Oh, always.
Okay. You know, that's why Stefanski had to, like, speak on it. Folks get ragged about it, and you feel like you got to come out and speak.
You know, the problem is, like, what they do is they sell picks. So when you sell picks and you lose.
Yeah. Especially when you've you've been.
Yes.
Right? How good they were.
Exactly.
Even on previous preseason statements. Didn't you tell me that's where the edge is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, so compared to regular season, there's no edge.
So what is the theory on what threw us off this preseason?
Well, so.
Obviously, chance.
Yeah, part of it is you have a lot of what they do is in the preseason, and what a lot of people do is you speculate. You speculate as to whether or not this guy is going to play.
100%.
Is Mahomes going to play? Is Caleb Williams going to play? Is this guy going to play his starter?
It's different all over. We talked about joint practices matter.
Joint practices have been, I think, a real wrench. More teams are doing it than ever.
It's changed it more than ever.
Like, they tried to avoid joint practice sides, right? Because if you're joint practicing a team, that's where you're going to show your stuff, you know, in practice. When there's no cameras, there's no result.
Yes.
You know, if you do three joint practices with a team during the week, what are the odds you're going to come out there on that Saturday or Sunday and play your starters? That seems ridiculous, right? It did maybe happen once or twice, but I think
Miami still did it.
Miami did it. They sure did.
Against us. Because we had joints, and I remember them talking about how nasty.
And then they
were
did it again against Jacksonville over the weekend.
Okay. The Bills did not. The
Bills did not at all
with the
right?
Bears.
So I think you know there were a couple of teams that kind of changed their minds, you know, that were going to do it, and then they end up like playing a series.
And you're guessing,
yeah, like the biggest. It's funny they actually went through this and they listed it. They lost every bet they made on the Raiders. Every bet they made, three bet every week. They bet the Raiders, and the Raiders lost every week or tied, and they didn't cover. So you know that's the issue, and they played starters every week, so they got burned.
Wow,
they got burned by a team that played starters every single week in the preseason, which I believe they were the only team to do that. I think the Raiders were the only team that played starters every single week, and they did not win a game.
What a clown show!
And two of the 3 weeks, by the way, with starters, they scored a touchdown, and they still lost. So I think that really kills you. You lose 5.5 units on the Raiders, it's going to be tough to recover.
Mm.
You know?
I'm glad we addressed
it. But you got to open the newsletter next time, man. You got to open it. You got to see what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm still getting over the loss, you know.
Well, you've had
time.
The loss
of Chernoff.
That was in
May.
But
you're right. And if I'm still getting a newsletter from him, I'm not going to hold it against RAS.
That's exactly right. I'll be doing that college football show for him on Thursdays.
Oh, that's a congratulations. Round of applause, please, Brad, if you can do that.
Did it last year. did it last year for him.
Yeah, it's year two. It's even better.
Year two, man. Year two. I when I get in these jobs, man, I tend to stick. You know, I've been here for 12 years.
Oh, I was listening to Jeff. He reminded us more. There's the biggest jump.
What's that?
Happens between year one and year two.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready,
that's
nation.
That's right.
Get ready for
exactly.
This guy.
All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to get to. Frank Bonner going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.